Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
It's time for the most comprehensive sports talk show on the air, The Sports Attack. Now, live from New York, here's your host, Bob Black.
Well, good day, America, and welcome to the Sports Attack. I'm Bob Black. Sending Roberto out on the West Coast, Scott Cuddy making it all happen, which is not the easiest of tasks as we go forward each and every day. Hey, you know what? Baseball is here, and we'll be talking a lot about that on today's show. But there's also stuff going on in the world of sports, and we'll be covering that as well. But the way you can go about getting the Sports Attack, which quite frankly is the most important thing, otherwise I don't get paid. Wait, well, okay, we're not going to go down that road, is by you guys listening. And we only get you for a little bit period of time. It's you on your devices, you on, 15-minute cycles, you in a half hour, whatever the circumstances are. You're getting the kids out to school, getting the spouse off to work, heading to the gym, taking a walk, walking a dog, walking yourself. It really doesn't matter to me. Reality is, we get you for a brief period of time, and I want you to be listening to this show. So, you got all the devices. Download the apps. iHeart, TuneIn, Stitcher. Click on the Listen Live, and away we go. You got you some live Sports Attack. And believe me, it's well worth listening to. Now, with that being said, we understand there's limitations. Maybe I get you for 15 minutes. Maybe I get you for 2 hours. Whatever the circumstances are, we want you to chime in at 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. If Twitter is more your thing, for many of you, it is at BobBlack71 at Sports Byline USA. Now, even though the world of sports is fun and it's escape and the whole nine yards, unfortunately, some reality intrudes in as well. Nobody deals with having to deal with reality more than the kids that are listening on the American Forces Radio Network. And what I mean by that is this. Yeah, all around the country, all around the world, they're running towards it. Well, we run away from it. We have a great relationship with them through the American Forces Radio Network. We do Army-Navy each and every year, thanks to the Hefe. And what we want you to do is just pay attention. All right? You see somebody in a uni on a street, thank them and be on your way. Because they're doing the dirty work and we're not. When we come back, we're going to start off with some dirty work right after this brief timeout. I'm Black. You're not. Don't go anywhere.
Being a new parent means every high and low you can imagine. But Evos can make it all easier with a baby monitor you can trust. Go to myevos.com. That's myevoz.com to see how Evos can be the eyes and ears of your nursery. Evos works with your smartphone to provide a live audio and HD video connection to your baby anytime and anywhere. On a date, at work, away on business, even serving your country overseas, Evos helps you never miss a moment. Whether your baby is with a sitter, your partner, a grandparent, or a friend, you'll be right there too. And with unique features like smart alerts that know the difference between a barking dog and your baby crying, extensive sleep tracking data, and state-of-the-art security features for your peace of mind, Evos is the smart baby monitor for connected parents. And enter the code SPORTS at checkout for $20 off. That's myevos.com. M-Y-E-V-O-Z.com.
How's that kitchen remodel coming along?
I haven't found a reliable contractor and have no idea where to start.
What about HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
Home Advisor. They match you to pre-screened and top-rated pros for any kind of home project. You can even check pricing and book appointments online.
What's the catch?
No catch. Home Advisor is completely free to use.
Really? I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Have you ever worked at a place where they didn't want you talking about your salary? Actually, have you ever worked anywhere where they did? Unlikely. But don't you have a right to know? If only there were a simple solution. Well, now there is.
How we find jobs has changed. On Indeed.com, our company reviews give you the inside track on thousands of companies. You can research salaries, benefits, company cultures, and more. All on Indeed.com. Search for greatness. Search Indeed, the world's number one job site. Indeed is the world's number one job site, according to ComScore total visits.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon & Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-443-4996. 800-443-4996. That's 800-443-4996.
Advantage of having worked with a lot of these young players before they got here. That's high, and that'll get the runner home, that's for sure. Fred Lewis back in the well in left field. Now he turns and looks up at it, and that is going to be number one for J.D. Martinez. First major league homer for J.D. Martinez. Makes it 2-0 Astros.
High drive to right at the wall. Goodbye. 2-0. Altuve.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
You're back with the Attack on Black. You're not. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. Setting the table for this masterpiece. We've got a lot to talk about today. Major League Baseball is finally upon us. 1240 p.m. Central Time, a little bit after I go off the air, Chicago Cubs at the Miami Marlins. Followed by Pittsburgh and Detroit, St. Louis and the Mets, Minnesota, Baltimore, Houston, Texas. And yes, Houston is in Texas, but Houston facing Texas. Yankees in Toronto, Boston and Tampa Bay, Los Angeles Angels at Oakland. And we got us Milwaukee at San Diego. So it's all well and good. Fortunately for the Los Angeles Dodgers, and they get a day in between because the poop has literally hit the fan in Chavez Ravine. They had a sewage backup problem. A couple of pipes broke in Chavez Ravine. The poop hit the field and the offices and the locker room and some concessions. It was ugly. And I mean ugly. And, well, they got a day and a half to get it cleaned up because the Dodgers are opening at home. In the first game, if you don't see anybody diving for baseballs, well, there's a pretty good reason. And it's not because lack of hustle. I won't blame their infielders for not diving around, let's put it that way. So, you know, they got a little bit of time to get it cleaned up. And, well, let's hope that they do, because I wouldn't want to be playing there. And you know it's going to be a trending thing on social media because there's going to be people pissing and moaning. Well, maybe that's a bad choice of word. Complaining and moaning about the fact that it stinks in Chavez Ravine. And, it, you know, this was no small thing. I saw pictures. It's all over social media. It was ugly. And there's no question about what it was. And it wasn't good. Not a good time to be a groundskeeper. if you're working for the Los Angeles Dodgers and your job site happens to be Chavez Ravine, let's put it that way. They got some pretty heavy lifting to do in the next 36 hours. But with that being said, there's also plenty of other things going on in the world of sports, not the least of which, and Rules Committee and all that kind of good stuff, has been out there doing stuff. And, you know, it's all well and good, but they're contemplating a couple of things. You've got the Rules Committee suggesting, and you're going to see this happen, that, and they already did the helmet, leading with the helmet thing. It's now officially a penalty. They don't want helmet-to-helmet contact, and that's good. I mean, there's been a rule in place for quite a while where running backs are not allowed to square off on defenders. What I mean by that is this. When a running back catches the football or they break into the free, into the clear, and they're dealing with linebackers or DBs, by rule, running backs are not allowed to square off and essentially initiate contact with their helmet. Now, if they want to run, you know, basically duck your head and run, can't do that. And they're looking to protect concussion. Now, they've also gone to the other extreme where a defender cannot lead with his helmet. Somewhere along the line, and I heard one of the guys on NFL radio talking about it today, because coaches don't coach this way. It for whatever reason, the lost art of tackling, and unfortunately you saw it with Ryan Shazier, has gotten to leading with the helmet. No football coach from Pee Wee on up teaches that method of tackling. They just don't. And somehow it has become a part of it. Coaches haven't been able to break the habit. They're now hoping, winning the National Football League, that they're going to be able to get it done by penalty. And it's an important rule. The cynical side, yeah, they paid out tens of millions of dollars in settlements, and you know, the big settlement overall that went to all the old players. There's going to be more lawsuits down the line of people who've been affected by CTE and concussions. And yeah, they're looking to avoid those massive payouts. But they are looking to protect their players. And I think what happened to Ryan Shazier, because he has always been an impactful, hard-hitting, fast linebacker who had poor tackling form. And that was one of the first things I noticed in a ton of articles when it first came out, was that Ryan Shazier did not have good form. And nobody wanted to say the words and say him getting hurt was his fault. But the inference was there that had he used good technique, the injury probably wouldn't have happened. That's pretty tough stuff for a guy that's fighting to walk again. And for a guy who says that he wants to play. Now, you know, is this going to make a big difference? I don't know. But they're at least going to try. And the other thing they're going to try, too, dealt with concussions as well. And, you know, I was looking at the Rules Committee recommendations. And for now, they've tabled eliminating kickoffs. They're trying to figure out a way to modify it. But really, there's no way to modify it. Unless you go to less players on the field, which they're not going to go down that road. They can't go down that road. And they were saying that the kickoff and the kickoff return, more concussions and more injuries happen on that play than all other plays, punt returns, defense, offense, whatever the circumstances are, combined. Over 30% of the concussions happen on kickoff returns. It's a high number. And one of the things we've talked about over the years, back when I was partnering with Joe, and I was talking to him, and we were going back and forth about how the game is going to look 10 years from now, and this was about 2 years ago. And I said to Joe, it's never going to be the same. We're going to look at football in about 10 years, and we're not going to recognize it. At least not the football we grew up on as kids. This is going to be one of the first steps. It's not going to happen this year. Next year, they're going to eliminate kickoffs in the National Football League. They're not going to happen. So what they're going to do is behind closed doors, they're going to prepare these teams to say, when you're looking at your roster and you're deciding who to keep and who to get rid of, if a guy has a specialty pretty much strictly as a kick returner, dump him. Or refine his techniques where he's able to do better than just that, because that position is not going to exist anymore. Kickers are going to be devalued. It's going to be whether or not they can hit extra points or not or anything else, and they're not going to be worth a ton of money. The only element of return in special teams is going to be in the punt game, because evidently it just doesn't happen as much there, which kind of surprised me, but that's just the way it is. So we'll see. And Adam Schefter is predicting that Odell Beckham Jr. is going to be traded for a first-round pick and either a third or fourth. Probably on draft day. We'll see. I doubt it. Let's tap out right there. When we come back, more on the attack. Don't go anywhere.
Kipnis crushes another ball. Deep right field. Six games, six homers. A two-run shot here in the third, and the Indians are up 3-1.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings. Savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774, 800-508-5774, 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
Penalty comes in. 1-1 on Drury. Infield still in for L.A. Brandon gets it in the air. High and deep to left center field, and there it goes! Brandon Drury, his first big league homer, is a three-run shot, and it's 8-0 Diamondbacks.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
You're back with the Attack, and it's baseball, 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 baseball. Thank God baseball is here. It's still in the 40s here in New York. God, it sucks. I'm so tired of it. But baseball is going to be played today here in New York, among other places. Mets are going to host St. Louis, and we'll get to that game in just a minute. But first, we're going to talk about the American League, which we did not get an opportunity to get to yesterday. You only have a certain amount of time, and that's just the way it is. But when you're looking around the American League, the evil empire is back, and you got all kinds of stuff going on. Achiro's being reunited in Seattle. Evaldi is out with an elbow injury. And the balance is being, I don't want to say altered, but when you consider the Yankees are seventh in payroll, and a couple of the other teams, not the least of which are the Red Sox in the American League, are spending significantly more money, everybody thinks the evil empire is being evil. But the reality is that the Giants are, Yankees kind of did the right thing. They got a nice balance of younger players that they don't have to pay a ton of money to, and a couple of big stars on the team that they are paying money to, and one guy that they'd love to get rid of, but they can't get rid of. So when you're looking at it, I think it rolls like this. The Yankees are probably going to win the American League East if the pitching holds up. They have a little bit of depth. Greg Bird's already out, and he's out 6 to 8 weeks, so they're taking a hit there. They're going to split the first baseman duties. Neil Walker, and I forget who the other kid is. It's a kid. But oddly enough, it when you look at Aaron Judge and you look at Giancarlo Stanton, I think the key player on that team, well, I think there's two of them, actually. I think one key is Gary Sanchez. I think he's worked on his defense hard. They kind of laid down the law and had a come-to-Jesus meeting with him last year when they benched him. And if anything, they're going to be thanking Joe Girardi for that somewhere down the line. He is, so long as he's healthy, every bit the equal power-wise of Stanton and Judge. He's a massive, hard-hitting player. And the other key to their roster is Didi Gregorius. Now, people forget how good this guy is. And not only is he good, he's a guy who slid in to the captain's chair. No, he's not the captain of the Yankees. But he took the place of Derek Jeter and didn't miss a beat. When you can do that, you're filling some pretty darn good shoes. Red Sox, they're going to be right there. J.D. Martinez certainly helps that lineup. I guess we're going to find out what Alex Cora can do as a manager. Same as we're going to find out about Boone as well with the Yankees. Let's see what Hanley Ramirez does. And you got David Price and Chris Sale. Chris Sale is going to be outstanding. David Price, there were a lot of issues last year. I think part of that falls on John Farrell. And he's gone. But anytime Price, and I don't think Price was really prepared for the market he was going into. In year two, he's probably going to be much better at dealing with this. But He went into a Boston market. Those people are crazy. They're baseball crazy. They're football crazy. They're hockey crazy. They're just sports crazy. WEEI up in Boston is the highest rated radio station in the city. Now, as big as WFAN is here in New York, ESPN, CBS nationally, us, the whole nine yards, we ain't winning any ratings raises. EEI does. That's how crazy those people are for their sports. And Price, he got into a fist fight with one of the color announcers. He, you know, flipped him a bird. He was ready to slug with him. There was stuff going on in the clubhouse. It wasn't pretty. Wasn't pretty at all. And they had some issues. Him, hopefully, not having issues again this year is going to go a long way with him pitching more effectively up in Boston. Baltimore, in probably what's going to be Bucks last year, they're going in the wrong direction. Tampa Bay, they're dealing off their age, probably in the wrong direction. And Toronto's trying to get one last run out of a lot of veterans. And I don't know that they're going to be able to get any length out of them. You know, we'll see. I mean, to me, they're like a 500 team. I mean, Stroman and Sanchez are really good. But they got J.A. Happ and Marco Estrada behind them. Jaime Garcia. You're asking a lot of ifs there. Estrada's already dinged. And then they got Joey Bats. He's old and gone. Edwin Encarnacion, old and gone. You got Troy Tulowitzki, Josh Donaldson, Justin Smoke, and Kendry Morales, who seems like he's been around for 100 years, too. You know, everybody, and Toronto was contending at the time, so I got it. But they made the splash getting Tulo at the trade deadline in 2015. His average in Toronto has been 250. His slash line is 250, 313, 414, and 24.9 at-bats per home run. Colorado, 299, 371, 513, and 20.7. He's old. He's broken down. He's owed $58 million through the end of the 2020 season. You know, and I said it at the time. This isn't revisionist history. That this was going to be a bad trade. And it is. Baltimore, like I said, they're young. They're trying to mix guys into the soup who are going to produce. They're going with guys like Chance Cisco and Austin Hayes. They're holding down the bullpen by committee until Zach Britton gets healthy. And Chris Davis has to produce like a guy earning $23 million. We'll find out. And, oh, yeah, Machado's going into his free agent year. They've got talent. But there's friction between the front office and the bench. You got a couple of free agents. They're going to be, literally, if they get off to a slow start, the conversation's going to involve how fast can we get these guys out of town. So, not an ideal situation for Buckaroo. And, yeah, I'm not envying him. He's a terrific manager. It took him longer to wear out his welcome this time than it usually does, but that's starting to happen. And, you know, regardless of what you think of him, you can't win baseball games without first-rate talent. And Baltimore is a small market town who never is able to hold on to their talent for extended periods of time. Let's start the Central, and we'll finish it up on the other side. It's Cleveland's division to take. Kansas City is going to be surprisingly competitive because they did replace some pieces. Minnesota, look out for them. And then the White Sox, you never know what you're going to get. I mean, I think I'm being fair with that. You know, I think it's a fair assessment. Cleveland has been the cream of the crop for a while now. And they're still that good. But if you're in the Central Division, it's a struggle to be kind. Like I said, Twins are pretty good. You know, they got the wild card last year. We'll see whether or not they take that step back, whether or not they take that step forward. They have good hitters. You know, Miguel Sano, the least known slugger in baseball. Brian Dozier, we'll see. Logan Morrison, solid bat. They need to get pitching. This team went from 59 wins to 85 wins. You know, so you're still flirting with 500, but you managed to get to the playoffs. Don't take the step back. They got Rodney on the team. Buxton needs to be the first half Buxton rather than the second half Buxton. And the Twins had a good record in division of 34-23. Royals, White Sox, and Tigers. Do it again. Do it again. Let's head for the exit ramp when we come back. Mo Baseball. We'll finish up the evaluations of the divisions and start getting into some games. I'm Black. You're not. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
If you love fantasy but need to be a part of the action, there's a better way to play, and it's live. WinView Games is the only app that lets you make live props when the game is on TV, compete against other sports fans, talk trash, and if you're right, win cash with an immediate payout each quarter. Playing WinView is easy. During each game, props are sent straight to your phone. So what are you waiting for? Go to winviewgames.com/predict to start cashing in on your sports IQ. That's winviewgames.com/predict. WinView Games. When the game is on, it's on.
Don't miss Macy's Men's Designer Suit Event. With 70 to 85% off best-selling wardrobe essentials, like Tommy Hilfiger wool suiting just $119.99. Find the designer names and styles you want in suits, sport coats, and dress pants. $29.99 to $149.99. And complete your look with dress shirts and ties just $19.99. Upgrade your style at Macy's Men's Designer Suit Event, in-store and at Macy's.com. Savings off sale prices. Exclusions apply.
Hi, this is Lou Manfredini. This House Smarts Home Improvement Minute is brought to you by my friends at Ace Hardware.
Make sure to examine your roof shingles to see if any were lost or damaged during winter. If your home has an older roof covering, you may want to start a budget for replacement. The hot summer sun can really damage roof shingles. Ones that are cracked, buckled, or loose, or are missing granules need to be replaced.
More information at HouseSmartsTV.com. And now this.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's the buy one, get one free paint sale at Ace, our biggest paint sale of the year. Buy a gallon of our top paint brands and get the second free. And you know what else is free? Our help. With the Ace Extra Mile Promise, get everything you need to paint in one trip or deliveries free. Don't miss the buy one, get one free paint sale now through Monday only at Ace.
Limit 2 free gallons of equal or lesser value. Prices may vary. Store stock only while supplies last. Delivery subject to availability. Visit acehardware.com for more details.
Rizzo walked his only time up. Swing, fly ball, deep right field. Patterson back. He's at the warning track. Leaps at the wall. Solo. Just barely over top of the wall in right field. Just right of the 390 marker. Anthony Rizzo jogging the bases. He's tied the game at 2 here in the third.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
All right, rocking and rolling on Major League Baseball. It's opening day, which makes everybody feel good and feel warmer, which up here in New York, that is certainly an accomplishment. We're breaking down the Central for you. The Indians are just the most talented team. And the only thing that's going to stop them from winning again is injury. That's it. Their pitching staff breaks down. They lose some key position players. Maybe it does them in. But in ESPN's baseball rankings, they're the fourth best team in baseball, according to Law and ESPN. They had 102 wins last year. Corey Kluber, Francisco Lindor, Jose Ramirez, Cody Allen, Andrew Miller. Encarnacion, Bradley Zimmer, Michael Brantley, Jason Kipnis. You know, Kluber pitched through a back issue. He was ineffective. He got beat up by the Yankees. He's the key. And the overall health of their pitching. There's no big mystery here, no great prediction. But their division is inching up as far as being better. And with that going in that direction, they're going to have to be aware that if they get complacent, they could get caught. Team most likely, Minnesota. But again, everything has to fall just right for them. Now, heading out west, Houston, you know, the defending champions. They're the best team in baseball. With all due respect to the Dodgers, the Nats, the Yankees, and the Red Sox, they're that good. I don't know if they're going to repeat. It's the toughest thing to do in sports. But they're that good. Now, ESPN has them ranked as the best team in baseball. They added Justin Verlander last year. He finished the season strong, was dominant in the playoffs. You got Gerrit Cole. You got a deep pitching staff. Guys that would be third starters on other teams in the bullpen. Carlos Correa hopefully stays healthy. Altuve stays healthy. I can't see Dallas Keuchel and Lance McCullers not performing. You know, key thing here, and let's be honest about it, as good as Springer is, Altuve, best second baseman in baseball, certainly deserving of the MVP. Astros were 81-39 when Correa was healthy. He missed 6 weeks because of the thumb. They were 20-22. You don't have to go any further than that. Don't have to go any further than that. Right there. So, he stays healthy. They win the division easy. Nobody's going to challenge them. The Angels are not going to challenge them. All right? Let's get that clear right now. And ESPN has them ranked as the 9th best team in baseball. I don't think they're the 15th best team in baseball. They added some decent parts. But they're in untested territory. They brought in the marquee guy, Shohei Ohtani, who got, let me tell you something. He had a lousy spring. He got his ass whooped on the mound, and he couldn't hit. If he's a bust, they're going to spiral, and they're going to spiral fast. Now, They got great defense. Great defense on the infield. Trout, got to stay healthy. Pujols has dropped 25, 30 pounds. As long as he doesn't gain it back, he's still a feared slugger. Let's see how it plays out. But if Ohtani struggles on the mound and Garrett Richards doesn't stay healthy, they'll be lucky to win 80 games. Now, I didn't watch a ton of them during the spring, but what I did watch, I wasn't impressed with. I got to be completely honest. I was more impressed with what Seattle did. Now, I know Ochiro is, you know, just a shiny coin. But they've got good young pitchers. James Paxton and Marco Gonzalez are really good. The king is still the king. They just need to hit better. Robinson Cano needs to hit steadily. He's turning 35. Amazing. They got some heavy lifting to do. Texas Rangers are in the same boat. I mean, Jeff Banister is a good manager. They can't catch the ball. Rougned Odor is a breakout star, but he also has the fuse of a short stick of dynamite. The third baseman's going to the Hall of Fame, but how much does he have left? And they don't really have much pitching. So, and then the A's are the A's. Moneyball's dead. They have buried it. Just smells funny. We'll see. Now, the games themselves, we had some pretty good ones. Cubs open up against Miami. Marlins, they're in for a rough year. Ain't no question about it. You got John Lester opening up. And we'll see how it plays. I've talked about the Cubs in the preview. I mean, Chris Bryant, Anthony Rizzo, there's no corner better. None. Schwarber's got a hit. No. And they got a pitch. That's what it comes down to. There's no great mystery here. Cubs are going to be very good. Miami's going to be very bad. In Miami, they're going to have to trust the process. That's all it comes down to. We'll find out. Yeah. And let me get that full scoreboard up there. Dum, dum, dum. Come on, computer. Crank it up, bad boy. All right. Plan B. So, you get the Pirates and the Tigers, 110 pitch off. Ivan Nova, who's resurrected his career against Zimmerman for Detroit. Good matchup. Pittsburgh's going to have a tough year. So is Detroit. Plenty of tickets still available in Detroit. And that's not good. They know how bad this team is. You know, Ron Gadenhires is back on the bench right now. They're going to try to get this guy to guide this team back to contention. And we'll see whether or not he's able to do it. Pirates traded away the best of the best that they had. Andrew McCutchen, Gerrit Cole. You know, Nova's a solid starter. He gets opening day, and Clint Hurdle's already on the hot seat. That's going to be tough. Third game, Mets get the Cardinals. I'll tell you one thing. Now, I know they're my team. The Mets are going to be a team to be dealt with this year because they are finally due to catch some breaks. And what I mean by that is this. Look, this team, they've been so injured for so long. Syndergaard got more flexibility going. He was throwing his first spring training start. He threw 11 pitches in his second inning of 100 miles an hour or more. This guy is ready to go. St. Louis, of course, always competitive. But if the Mets have health in their pitching staff, they'll win a lot of games. As I said in my previews of that division, I don't know if they're going to win a division. I don't think so. But I think they're going to win their opening day against St. Louis. Now, matchup of the Twins and the Orioles in Baltimore. As exactly what I talked about, they want to get, they being Baltimore, off to a fast start. Minnesota wants to turn that wild card into winning the division. It's going to be hard for both. It's going to be hard for the Orioles to maintain a quality year. It's going to be hard for the Twins to overcome in the Central. Wild card isn't enough for them. They want the division. Well, that means beating Cleveland. And that's not going to happen. Dylan Bundy gets the start for Baltimore. Yahoo. And Jake Odorizzi goes for Minnesota. They got him from Tampa Bay. Yeah, we're going to find out. You know, Minnesota did add pitching. They got Lance Lynn. They got Rodney. Zach Duke. You know, we'll find out. They at least didn't sit still. And that's always been the issue with the Twins is that they never spent any money. So, we'll find out. Astros and the Rangers. Again, you know, opening day won't mean much of anything, but it's Verlander and Hamels. So, it's a good matchup. Astros want to get off to the fast start. And you're going to find out whether or not that hangover is there, too. You know, you win, you get a little full of yourself, you read the headlines. You know what the story is. We talk about this kind of stuff all the time. Yankees got the Blue Jays in Toronto. Going to be cold. Roof will be closed. We'll see how the Yankees start out again. That's another team who wants to get off to a fast start. Angels in the Athletics. Angels will win a game. Everybody's going to go, oh, my God, they're so good. Yeah. Okay. Maybe not so much. Why don't we step aside right here when we get back? We'll wrap up this edition of The Attack. I'm Black. You're not. Happy opening day.
Stanton drives it. Left center field and deep. 55! In the blink of an eye.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
All right, you're back with the attack. Talking our opening day matchups, Brewers, who have improved greatly, and the Padres, who haven't. We'll find out. Milwaukee made a lot of moves, raided the Miami storage closet. They're pitching solid. Their hitting's good. And we're going to find out a lot. They should be very competitive in the Central. I don't know if they're going to dethrone the Cubs, but they're going to be very competitive, and I think they're going to finish in front of St. Louis. If they finish in front of St. Louis, that means they're contending for a wild card. I don't think they can get over the hump this year, but we'll find out. Red Sox and the Rays. Going to be a long year for Tampa Bay. Chris Archer goes out there. I feel sorry for him because he's going to be the Lone Ranger. They're going up against Chris Sale. Sale, no ill effects from getting hit with the line drive the other day, fortunately. And we'll see how it plays out. The ever-improving Phillies. They made a lot of additions. Arrieta, they brought in a lot of decent pitching. The young hitters are starting to come into fruition. And we're going to find out, like I said, they're my sneak team this year. Don't be surprised if the Phillies are contending well into August. And then there'll be injury and it'll, like every other team, the attrition will get them because they don't have the depth just quite yet. Braves, we're going to find out. Danby needs to do it because right now it's lacking. White Sox and the Royals, like I said, KC, roll, roll, roll. They can do it. Giants and the Dodgers, well, clean up the poop. Rockies and the Diamondbacks, fun right there. Both teams are going to be pretty decent. And the Indians and the Mariners. Yeah, we'll see. Kluber and Fernandez, just for the pitching matchup, you're watching that one. What I'm watching is us going out the door, running out of time. Have a great one, everybody.